He said it because he was responding to issues in a conversation with journalists in the State House. You know, he reported in the State House for the first time today and began work from there. And then his interaction, of course, looking at the mountain of expectations that Nigerians have, he said, look, the challenges I face are enormous against the background of the fact that this country is heavily indebted, billions of U.S. dollars, and the treasury is virtually empty. States are going without salaries. He said, in fact, even some employees of the federal government have been going without salaries.
How is that possible that a country as big as Nigeria, as rich as Nigeria, the treasury can be virtually empty?
Well, it's on account of the fact that the previous administration was on a rampage, especially towards the end of their own tenure. They ran amok, and they were just emptying the treasury, and that was it. Whether lawfully or unlawfully, that's what we have found. And so questions are being asked, and definitely something we'll have to give. And the president isn't just going to allow this to continue. So people have to give back to the treasury where they are found to have taken money unlawfully.
Does this mean that the Buhari government might go after some people in the Jonathan government in terms of the mismanagement of the economy?
Well, there will be no witch hunt. But people who have removed the money unlawfully, they are better advised to just bring it back. They don't have to wait to be questioned.
The former finance minister, Ngozi, has said that the debt that President Buhari is talking about was lower than the current government is suggesting.
Well, she's entitled to her own opinion. When they took over government from President Obasanjo, this country's debt was forgiven, wiped out zero, and they had a massive surpluses of U.S. dollar as tall as the windmill. They squandered everything, and they have left this country in massive, massive debt. They have no excuses to give for this.
Shehu, there are some people who will say it's time for President Buhari to begin to govern. Stop blaming Jonathan.
Well, what is he doing? He's already governing. Look at all of the things he's been doing. He has pursued the issue of national security with a single-mindedness that has never been seen before. Within 2-3 weeks of his administration, he has been able to build a coalition of neighbors around Lake Chad to confront the Boko Haram. He has achieved the endorsement of the G7, who have given him an unconditional support in his fight against insurgency. The African Union only a week ago has endorsed what he's doing. We haven't seen this kind of single-mindedness in the pursuit of anything in this country before. So General Buhari is governing.